Modern family life has gone through gradual decay.
现代的家庭越来越走下坡。
The result is hurting families who cannot talk to or listen to one another.
以至于在家里面人跟人无法沟通。
It is so easy to lose the pleasure of family and home life.
非常容易就失去了家的温暖和快乐。
As a youth worker, I've seen some sad cases.
身为一个青年工作者，我看到许多忧伤的情况。
I'm haunted by some teens' words.
被一些年轻人的话，我永远不能忘记。
One teen said, "I'm not really sure my parents love me."
有一个年轻人对我说，我真是不知道我父母是不是真的爱我。
They never told me so.
因为他们从来没有告诉过我。
Another teen said, "My parents don't like me too much."
另外一个年轻人说，我的父母不太爱我，并不喜欢我。
They brag about my brothers and sisters, but they never say anything about me.
他们常常夸奖我的哥哥姐姐，却从来不提我。
I guess my life won't amount to much. I wish I could die.
我想我这一生也不会有什么成就。我希望我死了算了。
Another teen said, "Sandy, how did you know?"
另外一个年轻人对我说 ，Sandy， 你怎么知道啊
？It's true, my father abuses me.
是的，我爸爸打我。
But it's supposed to be our family secret.
但这应该是我们家里的秘密。
When he gets angry, he loses control.
他一生气就不能控制自己。
I can never trust my father again.
我再也不能够信任我的父亲。
Another teen said, "I wish my parents would get divorced already."
有一个年轻人说，我希望我的父母离婚最好。
All they do is fight every day.
他们每天就是在吵架。
It's killing me inside.
使我太伤心了。
I'm sorry, it's very hard for me. Another teen said, "I can't stand my parents."
有一个年轻人对我说，我没有办法忍受我的父母。
I wish I could trade them in.
我恨不得我能够跟别人换一对父母。
In our home, such shocking things are said and done.
在我们家里面，这一类很伤心的事情常常说了又做了。
Yet we don't mean to.
但常常都不是我们故意要这样做。
Family decay is caused by careless talking.
一个家庭越来的越走下坡，是因为有那些不经心所说出来的话。
It's caused by careless doing and not listening to one another.
也是因为许多不小心的行动，还有不肯去听别人讲话。
It's so easy to act in anger and speak in haste.
我们很容易的快快的说，快快的动怒。
Today, let's try to change some of that carelessness.
今天让我们能够有一点改变。
And renew some family joy.
让我们再一次更新我们家的喜乐。
We will look to God's word for some family crisis prevention.
让我们一同来看神的话，从神的话里面看到有什么可以预防家庭危机的问题。
Our passage is James chapter 1 verses 19 to 27 about listening and doing.
今天我们所读的圣经是雅各书第一章十九节到二十七节，是有关于听和行。
Listen to the word and do what it says.
听神的话。
Verse 19,
19节
My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的。但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
However, many of us do just the opposite.
可惜，大部分的人就是照着相反的方式来做。
We are slow to listen, quick to speak, and quick to become angry.
我们是慢慢的听，快快的说，快快的动怒。
At home, we tend to be quick to give criticism, slow to receive it.
在家里面，我们很快的就批评别人，很慢的接受别人的批评。
We are quick to lose our temper, slow to offer patience.
我们很快的发脾气，很慢的忍耐。
We are quick to complain, slow to obey.
我们很快的抱怨，很慢的顺从。
We speak before we think.
我们在想以前先说。
Solomon gave us some proverbs that says that a foolish man speaks quickly, but the wise man listens.
所罗门 写了许多的箴言，他特别提到愚笨的人说得很快，聪明的人听得很多。
Proverbs 29:20 says, Do you see a man who speaks in haste? There is more hope for a fool than him.
箴言29:20说，你看见说话急躁的人吗？愚昧人比他更有指望。
Proverbs 15:1 says, A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
箴言15:1说，回答柔和使怒消退，言语暴力触动怒气。
Proverbs 10:19 says, When words are many, sin is not absent.
箴言10:19说，多言多语难免有错。
But he who holds his tongue is wise.
禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
Isn't it so true that we often regret after saying too much?
可不是吗？我们常常为着自己说了太多的话就懊恼。
Here James provides the most practical advice for our families.
雅各在这里为我们的家庭预备了最实际的一些建议。
He says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry.
他说要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。
If we could only remember these three points,
如果我们就是记得这三点，
Many communication problems at home would be prevented.
许多家庭里头沟通的问题，沟通的困难就会预防了。
First point, be quick to listen.
第一，要快快地听。
Even the earliest of theologians have pointed out that because God has given us two ears and one mouth,
最早的神学家也已经指出来，神造人是找两个耳朵，一张嘴。
We should listen twice as much as we speak.
因此我们听话要比说话加一倍。
But some of us seem to have two mouths and one ear.
可惜有很多人看起来好像长了两张嘴而只有一个耳朵。
How much we speak, how little we listen.
我们说的何等的多，但是我们听的何等的少。
You see, the act of listening is much deeper than using one's ears to hear.
事实上听不仅仅是用耳朵而已。
To listen is to use ears to hear.
要真正的听是要用耳朵听见。
A mind to learn.
用头脑去思想。
And a heart to understand.
也要用心来了解。
If your mother says to you, please wash the dishes tonight.
如果你的母亲跟你说，今天晚上请你洗碗。
And those dishes remained in the sink till the next morning.
结果呢，这个碗一直留在水槽里到第二天早上。
You did not listen.
因为你根本没有听见。
You heard with one ear.
你用一个耳朵听见。
And it left through the other.
就从另外一个耳朵出去了。
For if you had listened, you would understand.
因为如果你真正听的话，你就会了解。
You would understand in your heart that your mother is tired from working all day.
你从因为你真正的听见，你就了解妈妈做了一天的事情已经很累了。
And with understanding in your heart, you would be compelled to do the dishes.
因为你心中了解明白，所以你就愿意逼自己把那些碗洗干净。
Parents have trouble listening too.
父母也有听话的困难。
Parents cannot use the excuse like my father had.
父母不能够用这种借口，就好像我父亲所说的。
I'm a little deaf because I'm a little old.
因为我已经老了，我的耳朵有点不管用了。
Children do listen, learn to listen by how their parents listen.
事实上小孩是从父母的身上学习怎么听话。
You may be hearing with your ears.
你可能用你的耳朵来听。
But may not be listening with your heart.
但是你也许没有用你的心来听。
Most parents ask their children every day, How was school today?
大部分父母亲问他的孩子都每天都问这个问题，就说今天学校怎么样啊？
How do your kids answer?
小孩怎么回答呢？
Fine.
还好啦。
What did you do in school today?
你在学校做了什么？
Not much.
没怎么。
Someday something terrible will happen.
有的时候在学校发生一些很严重的事。
And there might be signs.
也许有一些记号。
A look of depression.
也许是那种沮丧的那种表情。
Withdrawing from others.
不想跟人家在一起。
But you might miss it altogether.
你可能就通通都错过了，没有看到。
Your child might need your help.
你的孩子也许正需要你的帮助。
And may end up suffering alone.
而 结果呢，却一个人单独的在受苦。
I understand. It's really easy after a long day of work.
我们明白，我们了解，经过一天的工作。
It's really easy to phase out, to switch off the volume.
我们就很容易就想说，现在我要放松一下，我要把我的嘴闭起来，不说话了。
To close your eyes, to close your heart.
把眼睛闭起来，把我的心也关上。
But I believe that God wants us to make our homes a special place.
但是我深深地相信，神要我们的家成为每一个人最特别的地方。
God wants us to listen in order to do good.
神要我们听，为了要我们做得对。
Therefore, be quick to listen.
因此，让我们快快地听。
Second point, be slow to speak.
第二，慢慢地说。
It doesn't say do not speak.
圣经上没有叫我们说不可以说。
For if nothing is said, what would there be to listen?
如果我们不说话，还有什么好听的呢？
We should speak kindly with encouragement.
我们要用慈祥的心，用讲些鼓励的话。
Speak sweetly with gentleness.
讲一些温柔的话
Speak thoughtfully with care
讲一些关怀的话
Careful words should be expressed
要用一些小心的字眼来表达
Deep feelings should be shared
把我们心处的深处心里深处与人分享
To build up one another
彼此建立
To teach about God's words
教导神的话
To pass down the family heritage
把家庭的训言代代相传。
It says be slow to speak.
圣经上说要慢慢地说。
But we are a people with loose lips and fast tongues.
今天我们都是一些快嘴巴、口不择言的人。
It is especially at home that we're not careful what we say.
尤其是在家里面，我们特别不小心。
It is at home where we are rudest and most inconsiderate.
在家里面，我们最没有礼貌。
You are who you are as you are at home.
在家里面是我们每一个人表现真我的地方。
Home where you can let your guard down.
在家里面我们把我们的自我防卫放下。
Home where no one outside is looking in.
在家里面没有外人来看我们。
But when a visitor comes, we put on our best behavior.
当一个客人来的时候，我们就把我们的好的行为穿上。
We throw all our junk in the closet and clean up our act.
我们就把那些不好的东西丢进到衣橱里去。
Forbid it that the unspeakable things we do or say should be exposed.
我们不希望那些不能够让人知道的事情给人家知道。
But mark my words.
但是请注意我的话。
There is a visitor living in your home.
有一个客人住在你的家里。
And that visitor is Jesus Christ.
这个客人是耶稣基督。
He sees us as we are at home.
他看见我们，他看到我们在家里的真我。
Remember, Christ resides in my home and in your home.
记得，耶稣基督住在你的家里，也住在我的家里。
Therefore, be slow to speak.
因此，让我们慢慢地说。
Third point, be slow to become angry.
第三，要慢慢地动怒。
The Greek word here used for anger is orge.
在这里，希腊文所讲到动怒的时候，用 orge 这个字。
There's another Greek word, thymos, meaning a passionate outburst of anger.
另外一个希腊文讲到动怒，是一种激烈的爆发的怒气。
But thymos is not used here.
但是这里不是用 thymos 这个字。
So the anger James refers here may not be a quick temper outburst.
所以雅各所提到的怒，不是一种爆发出来激烈的怒气。
But rather it might be a slow brewing anger that builds up towards one another.
反而他所指到的是一种慢慢的酝酿堆积起来的怒气。
A persistent harboring of resentment towards someone.
一种坚持不断的对某一个人的怨恨。
In Ephesians 4:26, Paul tells us,
以弗所书四章二十六节，保罗这样对我们说
In your anger do not sin.
你们生气却不要犯罪。
Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
不可含怒到日落。
We should resolve our anger before we go to sleep.
我们要在睡觉以前解决我们心中的怒气。
And don't let it build and build until our household explodes.
不要让这个心里的气一直不断的堆积堆积，一直到有一天爆发出来。
As a new mother, I quickly learned how lovable and sweet babies are.
第 一次身为母亲，我很快地发现小婴孩是何等的可爱。
But one day when Teddy grows up,
有一天，国道我的儿子会长大。
Perhaps to be a rebellious teenager,
他可能会变成一个很反叛的青少年。
He may be not so sweet and not so lovable.
他将来也许不会那么可爱了。
I realized that I did not only give birth to a little baby.
我突然发现，我不是仅仅生下一个小婴孩。
But I gave birth to a teenager.
我乃是生下一个未来的青少年。
To a young adult.
我也是生下一个成年人。
And perhaps to a future father himself.
也许我是生下一个未来的父亲。
Who will sin and do wrong.
他会犯罪，他会做错事。
And I pray that God will never let me forget.
我祷告，我求主让我永远不要忘记。
Especially when angry moments come.
尤其是当我生气的时候。
That He is God's gift to me.
让我记得他是神给我的礼物。
That I will never stop saying, Mommy loves Teddy.
让我不停止对他说，妈妈爱你。
That I will never stop kissing him.
让我不停止抱他，亲他。
When a baby cries, we spend a lot of effort to find out why.
当一个小婴孩哭的时候，我们拼命在问他为什么哭。
Is he hungry?
他是不是饿了呢？
Is he wet?
是不是尿不湿了呢？
Is there gas in his tummy?
还是他肚子里有气呢？
We are learning to communicate.
我们在学习如何沟通。
Learning how to listen and how to build trust now.
我们学习如何听对方，如何建立彼此的信任。
Good communication patterns begin in the crib.
一个好的沟通的模式是在摇篮期建立起来的。
Otherwise, it will take a lot of determined effort to establish it later.
否则，将来我们就要花更大的决心和努力来建立。
But it's worth the effort.
但是这种代价是值得付出的。
Parents, when your children grows up,
当你的孩子长大的时候
，you don't see little angels anymore.
父母们就不再看到可爱的小天使了。
You see good kids.
你看到一些好孩子。
But they're messy.
结果这些好孩子却很乱。
They're disorganized.
他们没有条理。
They procrastinate.
他们拖泥带水。
And occasionally they disobey.
他们有的时候还要反叛。
How frustrating it is when they do not live up to their potential.
如果他们没有照你所期望的来成长的时候，你想你会多么的沮丧。
And they can't keep their rooms clean for more than 2 days.
而且他们的房间叫他两天保持干净都不可能。
On the other hand, when parents grow up,
但是从另外一个角度，父母也在成长。
You don't see perfect parents either.
你也发现你看不到完全的父母。
They're caring.
他们是很关心你。
But they do not always do what they say.
但是他们常常言行不一致。
And sometimes they nag.
有的时候他们就唠唠叨叨。
How frustrating it is when they say, See, I told you so.
每一次当父母说，你看，我早就跟你说了，你想你心里多么沮丧。
Or they start a lengthy monologue starting with, When I was your age.
或者当父母又开始长篇大论地对你说，当我像你那么大的时候。
Yes, it is in a home where we realize that we live with unlovable people.
是的，在家里面我们发现我们是跟一些不可爱的人住在一起。
It is in the home where we discover that we ourselves are unlovable.
也是因为在家里面我们也发现我们自己实在不可爱。
And all of our sins and problems are magnified in the home.
所有的罪问题都在家里面扩大了。
Because you can be yourself.
因为在家里面你才是你的真自己。
We are unlovable sinful people.
我们都是一些不可爱的犯罪的人。
And only by the grace of God can we become lovable.
只有透过基督的恩典我们才可以成为可爱的人。
Only by Christ's amazing transforming power can we be changed.
也只有透过基督那个伟大的改变的能力我们才能改变。
To melt us and mold us to be more like Jesus Christ.
把我们融化，把我们重新塑造，让我们像基督。
So it is especially in a home where we need to acknowledge our sin.
因此，特别在家里，让我们要承认罪。
To repent to God and to ask forgiveness of one another.
让我们向神悔改，彼此饶恕。
Verse 26 says,
26节这么说。
If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, He deceives himself, and his religion is worthless.
若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
How spiritual are we really?
到底我们有多属灵啊？
We may impress a lot of people outside to be kind, mature, and even spiritual.
我们会在外面让许多人觉得我们很好，我们很成熟，甚至我们很属灵。
But is the mirror at home showing a different picture?
但是家这面镜子所照出来的人是不是另外一个形象呢？
It is not the opinion of your boss to whom you put on our best behavior.
你不是根据你的老板对你的看法。
It is not the opinion of the girl or guy you try to impress on a date.
也不是那个你约会的女朋友对你的看法，因为你尽量在讨好她。
It is the opinion of your parents.
你有多属灵是根据你父母对你的看法。
It is the opinion of your spouse.
是根据你的配偶对你的看法。
It is the opinion of your children.
也是你儿女对你的看法。
Who see all your inconsistencies.
因为这些人看到你所有言行不一致的地方。
Because family members will tell it like it is.
家人能够说出你的真相。
Your family is the mirror for you to examine yourself.
你的家就是检验你自己的一面镜子。
If anyone claims to be a spiritual person,
如果任何人自称是属灵的，
but is quick to speak on edifying words, he is fooling himself.
而却很快的说一些不造就人的话，他就是自己在欺骗自己。
Several months ago, I wrote a letter to my son before he was born.
几个月之前，当我的孩子还没有生的时候，我写了一封信。
My dear sweet baby,
我写给我的孩子，我说我亲爱的心肝宝贝儿。
Since I found out you were all alive inside of me,
当我发现你在我的腹中，
every day I tell you I love you.
每一天我对你说我爱你。
I hope you can feel how much your daddy and I love you.
我希望你能够感觉到爸爸跟我何等的爱你。
We are so excited that you will be filling our home with tremendous joy.
想到你要让我们家里充满了欢乐，我们就非常的兴奋。
I can't wait to see your little face, your little hands, your little feet.
我迫不及待的要看到你的小脸，你的小手，你的小脚。
I will do my best to be a good mommy to you.
我要尽我的力量做一个好母亲。
Because Jesus is trusting me to do just that.
因为耶稣要我这样做。
But there will be times I know I will fail you.
但是我知道，将来会有一些时候，我会令你失望。
When I lose my temper, when I hurt you terribly,
当我发脾气的时候，当我伤害你的时候，
and I want you to know that I'm very sorry.
我要让你知道，妈妈很难过。
Please forgive me even now, my sweet Teddy.
亲爱的国道，就是现在，就求你，请你原谅妈妈。
Please be patient with me and remember to ask Jesus to change me.
请你对我忍耐，而且向耶稣祷告，求耶稣改变我。
There will also be times when you fail me.
我知道将来也会有时间你让我失望。
When you hurt me terribly,
当你让我伤痛的时候。
But I promise I will forgive you.
但是我答应你，我会原谅你。
And I will always love you.
我会永远的爱你。
Don't go home this Sunday only hearing the word and forgetting what it says before you reach your homes.
今天这个主日，希望我们没有一个人在回到家以前就已经忘记了我们今天所听的道。
Do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says.
不要单单听到，而是要去行道。
Today God's word for us.
今天神对我们说的话是
is be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Go home and confess.
回家去认罪。
Go home and say, I love you.
回家对家人说我爱你。
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
我对不起你，我错了。
Tell him how much he means to you.
告诉他你多么需要他。
Call on the phone and rekindle your love.
打电话给他，重新更新你们之间的爱。
write him a long overdue letter.
写那一封早该写的信给他。
To say, I couldn't forgive you then, but I could forgive you now.
告诉他，我过去不能原谅你，但是我现在愿意原谅你。
Tell her you love her.
告诉他，你爱她。
And be quick to listen with your heart.
用你的心快快地听对方。
May God bless our families.
愿神祝福我们每一个家庭。
And enable us to experience more warmth and understanding with each new day.
让我们每一天都经历到家庭里面更多的温暖，更深的彼此了解。